Hey, welcome to today's daily English vocabulary lesson. I'm going to teach you today a word that will help you sound more like a native English speaker. Are you ready? Well then, I'm teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. Now today's word is blatant. Good. Again, blatant. Excellent. Last time after me. Blatant. Great job. Now, this word blatant just means completely lacking in subtlety. Very obvious. Again, completely lacking in subtlety and very obvious. This brings to mind a story about one of my friends and her son. So, this happened, man, several months ago. She's on Facebook. We knew each other from college. We played basketball together. And she has three sons. She's married with three sons. But her youngest son, oh my goodness, this kid is hilarious. So she posted a video. And the video is she's recording her son. And her son has white powder all over his face. Now, her son at the time was about 4 years old. He has white powder all over his face. And so she holds the camera on him and she said, so let's say his name is Max. She said, Max, so did you eat the powder donuts? He said, no, mommy. Now remember, powder is everywhere on his face, even on his little fingertips. She said, Max, now she's chuckling too. Max, tell me, did you eat the powder donuts? He said, no, mommy. I said I did not eat the powder donuts. And there's a long pause because as the viewer, I could see there is powder all over his face and on his fingertips. My friend could clearly see it, but yet he was lying. It was a blatant lie. Again, let me tell you what blatant means. Completely lacking in subtlety or very obvious. It was obvious that he ate the powder donuts because it was all over his face, but he lied. It was a blatant lie. Makes sense, right? The kid is cute. And of course, she said, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. He just lied. All right, here's the example sentence. The one thing my parents cannot tolerate is blatant disobedience. Again, the one thing my parents cannot tolerate is blatant disobedience. Makes sense, right? Okay, now the lesson is not over. I need you to take out your copy of the Daily English Vocabulary, book number 3. If you don't have your copy, all you have to do is go to www.studywithtiffany.com. Keep studying, and I will talk to you next time.